with WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Downtown Kalamazoo business owners have to follow special rules when they build a new building or make big changes to an old one. The city says that's to ensure that future downtown growth is pleasing to the eye and friendly to pedestrians. The city commission could decide as early as tonight whether to approve similar rules for an area south of downtown, but others say a better proposal would include more input from the neighborhood. The city has named the proposed area the Southtown Design Review District. Its border to the east is this busy stretch of Portage Street near Washington Square. From here, it extends south to Stockbridge Avenue, west to Burdick, and north to Walnut Street. The new Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine lies just outside the district. The future Kalamazoo Valley Community College health-focused campus lies within it. City Community Planning and Development Director Laura Lamb says those developments and new businesses on Portage Street near Washington Square are what prompted the city to make a design plan for the area.
We thought, in terms of that opportunity, being able to look at the guidelines of the downtown as a model, whether those could be extended to this area to provide some guidance on how businesses that were expanding or locating this area could be more vibrant and more attractive and really more pedestrian in scale and nature.
The guidelines cover everything from siding to signs to a building's height. But Lamb says the rules are sometimes misunderstood. They wouldn't apply to homes or most apartment buildings, nor would they affect minor improvements to existing businesses. And even for new buildings, she says, exceptions are possible.
I think the intent is not to limit, but to say, have you thought of other options that are out there?
The Edison Neighborhood Association has endorsed the district. So has the Edison Business Association. Its president, Frank Lucatelli, says he thinks it will lead to smarter development.
The success of a city depends on having high enough density where there's a vibrant activity and life in the city.
Still, that doesn't mean there's a consensus. Ned Vandersalm of Vandersalm's Flower Shop.
Essentially, we just don't want to be told what to do. I understand that there are rules and regulations that need to be followed, but I believe that there's plenty of them right now.
But it's not just business owners who have raised concerns.
I'll now open a public hearing to receive comments on an ordinance to amend Section 6.5C.
Michelle Johnson was among those who spoke to city commissioners about the proposal at a public hearing last month. She's the executive director of Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative, whose building at Portage Street and Dewey Avenue falls within the district. Johnson's critique of the Southtown proposal starts with its name.
We've been here almost 10 years. In the last week and a half is the first time I've heard of this Southtown. And as someone who is invested in the Edison neighborhood, as an organization that's invested in the Edison neighborhood, I feel pretty insistent upon being able to retain that identity.
It might seem like a detail, but Johnson says a name change is often the first step in separating people from their homes.
If we understand anything about American history, we understand what we lose when we change a name, and that people are oftentimes pushed into that in order to accommodate this change and this move in American culture that oftentimes does not benefit them.
Lamb acknowledges that the city went back and forth on what to call the district, which does include a piece of Vine and a slice of downtown. She says a member of the public suggested Southtown. The proposal emphasizes walkability, but Johnson says people in Edison already walk.
They've never stopped in almost the 10 years that we've been here. So it is walkable, but the question is, walkable for who? Do we want to make this walkable for people who don't live here? Do we want to have, and who don't necessarily have an investment in anything except the corridor, this business corridor?
Lamb says the city's goal is to get even more people walking. Johnson says she wants the city to collaborate with people in the neighborhood on issues of social and economic justice.
How many people in the neighborhood are going to be employed? How many people in the neighborhood are going to be able to have businesses? What do people want?
Lamb notes that the city has made major investments in affordable housing in the area, and she says her department will keep the conversation open on the proposed district. The current plan includes a review at the end of the first year. Johnson says that's too late because the guidelines would already be in place. Lamb says she thinks the Southtown District proposal is ready to be approved. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.